Welcome to the Rossford Schools podcast. We're so lucky today to be joined by Caden and Hillary, who are running our new Beyond the Bell after school program. How are you guys?
We are great. Thanks for having us.
I'm doing great as well.
Yeah, and for those who are new to Beyond the Bell, tell us a little bit just about yourselves first.
So I'm Caden. I run the day-to-day for Monday through Thursday. And I absolutely just love to teach, so I'm actually working on becoming a teacher, specifically in English. I love to read and write, so I'm eager for doing that. It's awesome. A great opportunity to kind of get my foot in.
Yeah.
I'm Hillary. I am the program administrator for the Community Learning Centers. I've been with the organization for a few years, started just before COVID hit, so I've seen all of the aftermath of that and been a part of the community, and it's really excited to just really expand our relationship with the Rossford School District with this new program.
Well, we love having you guys, and we're so excited about this program. It's something we looked at last year, and I know the administration and schools are thrilled to be starting this. But for anyone who doesn't know, what is Beyond the Bell?
So Beyond the Bell is a program that runs after school and is from dismissal to 6 every day, Monday through Thursday. And basically, we come in, we have snack, I have fun questions of the day. And we talk about that. It's a lot of scenarios, so we always have fun seeing everybody's answers. And then we do some homework. We have help there too. We're hoping for, you know, just to help you guys out and be there for you if you have any questions. And then we have like a little fun activity, like a DZ activity involving sometimes food, you know, so we get to eat it afterwards. So it's always fun like that. And after that DZ activity, after we have some fun, we have free time where you guys can kind of play some board games. I know Uno gets very competitive, so yes. If you're planning on coming, please be playing Uno.
Yeah, our goal for the program is to have a space after school for students to go to. A lot of our students have come to us through our other programs. So we at the Community Learning Centers have ran programs typically for kindergarten through 5th grade. And now we have this opportunity, thanks to the district, to expand to the upper grades. So we've had students who have kind of grown up with us in the elementary school who are now getting the opportunity to kind of see what that looks like and have another space to go after school in the junior senior high.
If I'm a student, what can I, you already hit on it a little bit, but what if I just, you know, hey, I really want extra help. I'm struggling with this class. Can I just come for a little bit and get that extra help? And if I don't want to be a part of the projects or whatever, can I just come and do that? Or are you there until 6 no matter what?
Absolutely. You can definitely just come around, and we do homework right away, right afterwards. So if you just want to show up, we can help you with homework, and then you can just be on your way.
Mm-hmm. Now, I assume, though, having said that, Uno is probably the most fun with the students.
Yes, we definitely have bragging rights in there, so we definitely have a lot of fun, and it gets very competitive. We've had about 7 of us playing Uno at once, so it's a big game.
Awesome, that sounds great. It sounds like you guys have about 20, and it's different turnouts every day, but about 23 students have signed up so far.
Yeah, and we're very excited to continue to grow and have more students come. You know, we've talked about homework and the fun Uno games and other competitive games, but we also are trying to build in other more kind of group projects or learning about our community and that sort of thing as well. So there's always either a STEM project or social emotional learning or other kind of collaborative things where we're doing academic enrichment, but not necessarily the rigid academics that you're seeing, you know, math, reading, but expanding it and adding in the learning while still having fun.
Absolutely. What's the goal that would you say for Beyond the Bell?
Basically, just to get that homework help and to kind of expand and understand the knowledge of our interests and to kind of think about all sorts of stuff outside of school in general, but also to use that critical thinking and problem solving that you use every day here at school and kind of expand it. Like, we have a lot of sports fans. And it's not only just athletes that work in sports. You know, there's a lot that's going on in the background. And a lot of us might not know that until we come in and do the research or do a fun project. We had one project where we did a presentation about something that interests you. And I had one student come up to me and talk all about this fun little game he had he was interested in, and then learned on all these other jobs that involved in the game.
Yeah, we're trying to, you know, have a safe, fun space after school for students to go to, for, you know, parents to feel comfortable having, you know, if they're working late or something like that, that there's a spot for their students to go and to be able to continue, get homework help, but continue to learn and grow as well. So we have kind of weekly themes, and we try, you know, we're starting small with, you know, ourselves and our school and our community, and then going big, and we go all the way from Rossford to Ohio to the U.S. to the world and into outer space, and then kind of bring it all back into thinking about, you know, what our future goals and those kind of things are. So we've really tried to span all of the interests and how those interconnect and how we all connect as a community as well.
Unbelievable. It's only been 2 weeks. Sounds like you guys would do this for a year. That's incredible. Has there been so far just a really neat story or really cool aha moment you've seen with a student?
I think the biggest thing is we work with groups a lot. We have a big social connection with everyone. And throughout all the grades, you know, because we're 6th through 12th, throughout all the grades, they work amazing together. I've never had one argument and all that. Everybody just has fun. And I think it's a blast to come in every day and be ready to work on some homework and then have fun afterwards.
I think for me, it's seeing the connection of the students who have been with us from when they were younger. So they'll, you know, talk about, well, this is cool, but did you know that when I was at, you know, community learning centers at the, you know, elementary school, I had Miss Taylor, Miss Kelly, and make sure you tell them about me and that I'm doing good in this program. And so they, you know, still have that connection to us from other ways and kind of seeing those different connections. Or, you know, when they're telling their friends, hey, you know, we're having fun, like, do you want to join this? Make sure you tell your family to sign us up. So those are the kind of things, those connections that I think are good.
Wonderful. So this is right after school at the junior senior high until 6 o'clock in the media center, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And can students just show up? Do they need to register beforehand?
They do need to register beforehand. Okay. So we do have a link on our flyers to register, just so that way we have contact information for safety and those purposes.
And we will make that available on the website for any listeners. Most important question before we go, where is your favorite place to eat in the area?
Oh, I don't go everywhere and outwards of restaurants, but I think I'd probably just have to stick with my usual McDonald's.
What's the order at McDonald's?
The order is I'm a big McChicken fan, so nice. Always McChicken with fries.
Sounds good.
I think that I have to go with Souk in downtown Toledo, over by the baseball field there, awesome. Right by the farmer's market. It's good to hit the farmer's market and then go there for a little late lunch. So.
Do you have a favorite dish there?
Probably falafel on hummus, those kind of things. Real good.
Very cool. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure, and I'm so excited about this new program here at the junior senior high, and good luck. Anyone listening, if you have students grades 6 through 12, it's right here after school in the media center. Love to see them be a part of Beyond the Bell. Thank you so much.
Thank
Bye.
You.